How does a presidential campaign cope with the longest and therefore most expensive election in history? Well, one way is stretching a hand into pockets overseas, in London, Beijing, even Kazakhstan. Last month, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani did his own fundraising in London, and that's where tonight former President Bill Clinton will do the same for his wife Hillary. Later this month, Barack Obama's wife Michelle will travel abroad to gather cash for her husband's campaign. To find out more about this trend of overseas political fundraising, we called Chris Lehane. He worked in the Clinton White House, and he's a veteran of presidential campaigns, including those of General Wesley Clark and former Vice President Al Gore. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why are candidates doing so much fundraising overseas?
Well, I think first and foremost, in a race where people are trying to raise historical amounts of money, there is just enormous pressure to find money everywhere you can. And so a natural place to look is obviously overseas. There is a large expatriate community, somewhere between 4 million and 6 million Americans living abroad. You know, I also think at some level it reflects, you know, the globalization of our economy. You have very, very successful Americans living in places like the UK who are hedge fund managers or involved in equity funds, the oil and gas industry in the Middle East and in Asia. And those just provide natural pockets of significant dough that can be raised if a campaign decides to target it and go after it.
So I suppose the answer is you go where the money is. Now, what motivates the people who are giving the money? Do they have particular policies that they actually want to affect?
Really good question. I think it's a couple things. I think a significant chunk give the same way that everyone else gives, which is that they may have a particular party that they support, or they may have a particular issue. If you're in the oil and gas industry, you may be drawn to the Republican Party because obviously they've been strong supporters of the oil and gas industry. If you're a hedge fund manager in the UK, hedge funds have been particularly supportive of the Democratic Party. So I think you have a certain segment that just by definition sort of goes one way or the other because of the historic patterns. But beyond that, I really do think that if you're an expat and every single day you're probably hearing from friends, from neighbors, from the press in whatever country that you're living in about the perceptions or feelings about America's role in the world, I think it probably serves as an incentive for you to get involved from a campaign contribution standpoint to support a candidate who you believe is actually going to change the leadership direction in terms of where the United States is leading the world.
In the last election, we waited to see what the vote was from the military, people who were away from home and voted away from home. Does this group become a constituency? Do these 4 million Americans who are stretched across the globe, do they vote and do they have a profile?
Absolutely. If you think about it, there's roughly a pool of 100 million, maybe 103, 104 million people who will vote in a presidential election. It may be a little bit bigger this year, this cycle, because of the energy and excitement that's out there. But if you take 4 to 6 million expats who are living abroad, and you even assume, you know, half or two-thirds of those folks are going to be active voters, I mean, you're looking at a couple percentage points in the grand scheme of a presidential election, and a couple percentage points given how close the last two election cycles, presidential election cycles have been, obviously are an important group of folks. I know that the Democratic National Committee under Governor Dean has put in place a really sophisticated program and aggressive effort to court the expatriate community in terms of targeting who the Democrats are, and in particular in terms of really trying to help people get access to absentee ballots. Because as you noted, one of the big challenges is making sure those votes are cast and making sure they get in so that they get counted.
Well, thank you very much. Chris Lehane is a political consultant based in San Francisco. He worked for President Clinton and worked on the campaigns of former Vice President Al Gore and General Wesley Clark.